Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am coming to you from my academy here at Governors Town Club in Acworth, Georgia, and it has been a heck of a week. It's been full diary, full teaching, back-to-back lessons, summer camp, golfers ranging from beginner to high-level college, D1 college golfers. So the full spectrum of golfers and skill levels. And it's literally been 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And today I've got a half day because I'm heading to a wedding, but still been here since 7 o'clock or 7:30 coaching. And it's been an eventful week. And really, I wanted to share something I've really taken to heart this week. I've really tried to focus on it with every golfer this week, and it's actually pushed my understanding of it and my ability to teach and educate this particular thing I'm going to share with you in a second. It's really pushed me to become a better communicator of what it is, because it's so important at every level. And I think it's just been reiterated this week because of how many lessons I've given and the sheer volume of lessons and the broad range of skill levels that I've been delivering it to. So there's five impact factors. Well, there's a bunch of impact factors, but there's five major ones. There's where the club face is pointing when it hits the ball. There is the swing path, so the direction the club is swinging as it goes through hitting the ball impact. There is the angle of attack. There is the speed, the club head speed. And then there's one more, which is the thing I want to share with you that I've been working on a lot this past week, and that is the centeredness of the strike. And just understanding where, you know, what happens to the ball when you hit different parts of the golf club face, or when the ball hits different parts of the golf club face, is key to improving your game and playing better golf. You know, it's a huge advantage to striking the ball better, obviously, knowing and understanding this, and it really does help you hit better golf, hit the ball better. But what I find fascinating as working on this centeredness of strike, what I find the most fascinating is how it improves a golfer's ability to play on the golf course better. And to actually play golf shots, because I like I've always said, there's a difference between hitting the golf ball and playing a golf shot. Like, to me, they're two different things. Too many people try and hit a golf ball rather than playing a golf shot. So I've worked a lot this week on centeredness of strike and understanding and developing a golfer's skill and awareness on what happens to the ball when it hits different parts of the club face. And that's been purposely trying to hit it thin, purposely trying to hit it out the toe. And me just saying these words right now to some golfers doesn't mean anything. If the skill level's low, they're a beginner, they're relatively new, they don't know what I mean by toe. And I had that this week. I said, because I can tell just by the sound of the golf ball for the most part where you hit it on the face. I'm pretty close just by listening. And this gentleman hits a shot, and I said, that sounded a little bit out the toe. And then obviously, because of that kind of helps me understand, you know, why the ball just did what it did, why it curved the way it curved. So, and then he turned around to me and he says, what's the toe? So I was like, oh my God. I haven't explained, like, parts of the club face. Like, I've not even explained that. How silly of me. So then we go into detail about this is the heel, this is the toe, this is low on the face, high on the face, and this is what can happen when you hit the ball there at speed. and if the speed increases, what, how that affects the ball flight hitting these parts of the club. And he was like, oh wow. And then just immediately knowing that concept, knowing that, that, you know, having a solid concept on that, he immediately started hitting better shots. And then when he hit it out the toe, it was like, he looked at the club person and was like, ah, oh, yeah, that's out the toe. Because I use just a basic foot spray, Dr. Shaw's foot spray. Every golf coach in the world knows about that. Spray the face, you hit a ball, and then it marks the face where you hit the ball. And so we've been doing that a lot this past week, just helping golfers understand, oh, that's what hitting it out the toe feels like. And that's what happens to the ball flight. And then when you take that exercise to the next level, like you spray the face and then you draw a circle, or you draw like, or you try to pinpoint certain parts of the face to hit, all of a sudden now, every golf skill level gets better, regardless if it's a beginner or an advanced golfer. They actually start getting focused on a very small, precise target. And I've always said this, aim small, miss small. So, you know, the gentleman that I just mentioned, he was typically hitting it out the toe. So we spread the face. I drew a line down the heel. I was like, okay, let's really try to hit the ball on this line. Now, this is not talking about any other technique, any other technical aspects of his swing, like trying to feel like you swing the club here or hinge or rotate or just nothing. All it was an external focus on, let's try to hit this line. And I put this line down the heel, almost close to where he would shank it. So he tries to do it and he smashes it straight out the middle. And he's like, was that the heel? And I was like, we looked at the face and he was like, wow, that was out the middle. That's what the middle feels like. It's like, yes, that was. And so straight away, by changing the focus and having a very small target and not getting into that whole paralysis by analysis, trying to think about so many millions of things in the swing, just focusing on where he's hitting the face. So it's much simpler. This guy got better. Probably the biggest improvement is he's ever seen in his game, just from shifting awareness in where we're trying to contact the ball. And prior to that, just understanding what happens when the ball contacts different parts of the face. So I want you to think about, if you're a golfer and you're listening to this, fantastic. If you're a golf coach listening to this, then I might be preaching to the choir. You probably know this stuff, but players, buy some Dr. Scholl's foot spray, or if you can't do that, just pay attention to where you're striking the ball on the face and do something. Find a way for you to get feedback after every shot so you know where the ball hit the face, and then start to target specific parts of the face to hit. I guarantee you're going to play better golf straight away. And centeredness of strike is, I'm going to say, the most important thing. Because if the club face is open or closed, if you don't hit the middle of the face, the ball's going to do something different because of where you hit it, not because of where the face is pointing. So centeredness of strike is huge. Work on that, guarantee you'll play better golf. That's all from me today. We're just around 8 minutes, so that's perfect timing. I'll be back with you again tomorrow, and happy golfing. I'll see you then. Hey guys, how close have you been to just throwing your clubs away? Hanging them up, putting them in the garage and never seeing them ever again, or even better yet, sticking them on eBay and getting rid of them for good. How close have you been to that? You've got to be fed up of hitting that hook, that slice, that top shot, missing those 3, 4, 5 foot putts, hitting thin and fat chip shots when you're just off the green and turning your score into a good one, to a bad one, blowing up on the last few holes. There's so many things that I've seen golfers get frustrated with that you may be frustrated with. Now, I'm going to do you a huge favor. You are probably sick and tired or fed up of going on YouTube and looking at millions of different videos and getting conflicting information. One guy says do this, one guy says do that, and you just don't know what to do for yourself. You're just unsure. You think you know, and you try it, you do a drill, you think you've got this new swing thought, this new feeling, and all of a sudden it never shows up on the golf course. So you might be in a difficult position. I'm going to do you a huge solid. Head over to gtcgolfacademy.com, book yourself a free 20 to 30 minute power call with me. I will either give you clarity on what you need to do, I will share some resources that are specific to you, or we could maybe work with each other one-on-one.
your choice. Either way, you get huge value out of it and you can finally get clarity. Head over to gtcgolfacademy.com. Right on the front page, you'll see it right there. 20 to 30 minute free power call. Book it right now with me and I'll speak to you soon. Hey folks, head over to Facebook and look for my new group called Lower Golf Scores. It's pretty much the same as the podcast. And in this group, I'll be sharing lots of videos, lots of audios, lots of comments, just helping you try to improve your game, just helping you try to shoot some lower scores, helping you try to improve whether it's that slice you want to fix or the hook you want to fix. Whatever it is, I'm going to be helping you achieve those goals. And it's going to be the type of group where you'll actually get feedback directly from me. I'm going to be very much engaged with this group. I want to talk to everybody that's in it. I want us to have a really cool, fun experience in this group. Head over to Facebook, Lower Golf Scores Group. I'll see you in the group. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. My word, it's been a long time. It's been at least a month since I've been podcasting, and quite frankly, it's because I've been crazy busy coaching, teaching, doing summer camps, and then literally back to back 60 lessons a week, working with golfers of all levels, but with one thing in common: a commitment to improving. And so I've just been off the radar for a lot of things. But I am back now. I'm back to podcasting every day or every other day. Back to it, excited. Learned a lot over the last six to eight weeks. Learned a lot. Got a good insight into what my students are really looking for. And not just that, sometimes what you're looking for and what you need are different. So I've got a true insight into what they need as well as what they want. So I'm going to start today. I'm going to start this podcast off with how you get good, how you get better, how you improve, how you actually get better at playing golf. Because ultimately that's it. That's the number one thing everybody wants. No one wants to play golf to just tell their friends they play golf. No one wants to play golf for really any other reason other than to get better and to play better golf, to shoot a lower score, to play better. So I'm gonna share today, I'm gonna give you a quick insight into a very broad overview of how you get better, how you become better at golf. And it's pretty simple. There's the law of practice, right? As an expert in practice and the science of learning, we could go super deep with this, but it's not necessary today. I'm just going to give you the overview. I'm going to give you the broad version of the law of practice. Practice makes permanent, doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So we can save the whats and hows and all of that good stuff about practice for another time. But right now, the law of practice, people, you've got to practice. The law of practice is if you practice more, you'll get better. Simple. So at the end of the day, I'm seeing students every week, every other week, and I'm seeing some students once a month, and then, you know, once, and then we talk about practice, we talk about the goals, we set some goals, and I don't see them for 6 to 8 weeks. So I'm getting a real-time look and view at those that I don't see for weeks and almost months on end versus those that I see every week. And maybe it's in a lesson, maybe it's not. Maybe, you know, often I'm seeing them because I'm out there coaching. I'm seeing them on the range or on or around the practice area. So I know they're practicing. I know they are putting more time in to practice than those that aren't, that I don't see there, that I don't know about, that aren't telling me, that aren't making notes in what's called the coach now, the training spaces. Everybody that I work with has a training space, and when they get to a certain age and they have a certain commitment level, then the training space is something that gets utilized a heck of a lot. It's a place for accountability. It's a place for refreshing your memory. It's a place for storing information. It's a place for education. So at a certain age and level, I expect my students, young or old, to share with me what they'd practice and what they've done for accountability reasons, and also just to continue and accelerate the improvement process. I ask for them to utilize that training space to share with me all of that. And I see that those golfers that aren't improving, that aren't getting better as fast or at all, they're not practicing, they're not spending time at the golf club practicing, or at any golf club, any golf course practicing. Whereas I can see those that are there every day, every other day, that have lessons once or twice a week, and that communicate on Coach Now, that communicate really well through the training app. And so the law of practice, put more time into it, get better results out. Now, obviously, you could spend time practicing and do practice in a poor way, but you're gonna still do better than that person that isn't practicing at all, to a degree, and for X amount of time. So I'm gonna give it to you straight, give it to you simple. You want to get better, you've got to spend more time at the golf club. You've got to spend more time with a golf club in your hand. You've got to spend more time trying to hit a golf ball. Whether you're doing drills, the exercises, the practice routines that you get from me, whether you do them or not, it doesn't matter. You need to spend more time in the domain that you're trying to get good at. You can't just talk about it at home. You can't just say how good you want to be the one time you're with me over the next 4 to 6 weeks, because this is what I see. My students come back with the same problem, so we give the same lesson. We have the same lesson. We have the same coaching points. There's no movement forward. We don't move the needle at all. We just don't. So, real simple, short podcast to start the day, to start the morning, to start the daily or by, you know, every other day podcast back from me. Practice. To get good at something, you've got to spend more time doing it. It's that simple. Thanks a lot, folks. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope you got something out of it. And I hope you're excited to keep hearing more podcasts. I know I am. And I'll be back with you again tomorrow. See you then.